Yeah, you, the audience, gave that handle to Mike Gallo, one of our field reporters, and his reports have been brought to you for years by CETO. What a wonderful company. They are the cavalry. They'll come when you need them. Free towing, 24-7 expert service nationwide. Jumpstart those electrical problems, even bring you fuel if that's your problem. Whatever it takes to get you back to the dock and get you there safely. You can become a member and join for $249. That's for the entire year. Then it's renewable after that. It's 24-7 is what you're getting. You can call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545 or simply do it online by going to cto.com. And Captain Mike Gallo joins us for the last time on this show. And Captain Mike, thank you so much for all the years of information you've given to the listeners. I've nicknamed you the forensic fisherman because you study the things that you do. You study the fish. And in the meantime, you're providing an excellent service for a lot of people with the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and your extra guides that you handpick to make sure that they give the customers a good shake. There's nobody that I've recommended to you that ever came back and said they had a bad trip. And but mostly, I want to thank you for coming on this show and sharing your knowledge and information to our listeners.
Well, thank you, Don. That's a pretty hard segue to live up to. But congratulations on your retirement. It's been fun all these years sharing things I've learned and try to help your listeners become better fishermen. I had an old jiu-jitsu instructor that told me knowledge is no good if you keep it to yourself.
Wise words, very much. And you certainly don't do that, whether it was on this show or whether it was our television features. You always got the information on the how, the where, and explain. Not just showing people, look, we caught fish. You explain the how and why you picked that spot, what presentation you made, what baits. And, you know, a fishing trip with you is more than just a fun trip. It's an education. People learn how to fish when they go with you.
Yeah, I remember when we first started this, and I believe it's about 19 years ago. But you asked me why I like the drop shot rig over the more conventional Carolina rig, and it was hard for me to put such a large sinker between myself and the fish, feeling the fish might feel it and let go. And I was obviously the odd man out back then, but now we see quite a few people using drop shots, and I even see some well-known captains talking about fishing with a drop shot, so that's pretty rewarding.
Yep, you're certainly a trendsetter. Well, Mike, again, thank you so much, and I'm going to be hanging around with you. You know, we're going to go out and shoot some quail, and we're going to catch some fish and have some fun, and I'll be doing it as a retiree, so got to take care of me now.
I'll take care of you best I can.
All right. Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate all the years that you've been filling us in on what's going on out there and how to do it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don, and happy retirement.
Thanks again. All right, from there, let's go to Baton Rouge to the Boucherie taking place at White Oak Estate and Gardens. Chef John Foltz joins us. Hey, good morning, Chef.
Hey, Don, how are you doing? So good to hear your voice this morning. Wow, my God, I'm hoping that I can continue to hear your voice from now on.
Well, it'll have to be in person or over the phone because I'm hanging up the radio microphone after all these years, and I wanted to take time to thank the people that helped me along the way. And my God, you certainly were one of them with your wonderful cooking features and your staff over there that has helped us produce so many good cooking features for Bayou Wild Television and the Boucherie, which I'm going to see you over there in a little while.
No, absolutely. You know, 41 years, Don. I mean, what a great, great, great run that has been. And you know, you brought so much great joy to cooking and getting people excited about coming to events like this. And I can certainly attribute the many great accolades you've done to us over the years to get us to where we are today. So you've been a good friend for so long, and I know you're going to continue to be a good friend. So just congratulations, 41 years, unbelievable. What a great, great and congratulations on your retirement. Everybody needs to get there, and I know I'm getting there myself.
How long have you been doing the cooking gig?
I think this right here is my 44th year.
Yeah, I know you were doing it when I was first getting started, and I remember when I first met you, and you were, you know, doing recipes. You had the other restaurant. What was the name of your first restaurant, the one that you had the fire at?
Well, we had Lafitte's Landing in Donaldsonville, and that's what got us all started. Yeah. And then, of course, the tragic fire that burned Lafitte's many years later, that old 1700s Acadian home that caught on fire, just a little accident happened, and that, I mean, it was a devastating day for us, but you know what, we climbed up from the ashes like everybody else, so.
Yeah, and boy, your place at White Oak Estate in Garnes is phenomenal, and it's going to be a great day. Got great weather for the Boucherie. They still got some tickets, or is it sold out?
We do still have some, a few more tickets, and people can still get them at the gate when they come in. The ballroom is now full. Chefs from all over the United States are here eating good Louisiana breakfast, which is fantastic. But let me just say, Don, you know, you've been such a great friend of mine for so many years. We've done so many great things together. And, you know, people always say farewell, but I know there's no such thing as farewell. It's just another good move in another good direction. And I want to thank you for all you've done for not only me, but for so many people over the years. What a great tribute, 41 years for great radio. So, Don, congratulations. Look, if you ever get bored, I always, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on there.
I know you do. You could find something for me. Yeah, I know you could. Look,
I can't pay much, but I'll give you half price. Okay?
Hey, look, if you feed me, I'll work for food up there with the boudin, the hog head cheese, and everything else. We'll be up there in a little while, Chef John. I'm going to let you go get it set up, and we'll see you later this morning.
Thank you, Don. Congratulations, 41 years.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, that's Chef John Foltz up at his Boucherie. It's a Cajun heritage demonstration of using every part of the hog. It's at White Oak Estates, and 8 o'clock this morning is when it cranks up if you want to go over there. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to some more of the folks that helped me along the way, and also the guy that's taking the reins on Bayou Wild TV, Chris LeCocq. We'll be back to talk with them. But first, this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.